miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, coming up for the end of the hour, so stay around for that. Dr. Robert Marks is an orthopedic surgeon regarded among one of the world's top orthopedic surgeons. He's treated thousands upon thousands of knee and shoulder injuries and is very well known for his expertise in ACL and complex multi-ligament knee reconstructive surgery. His book is called The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery for Sport's Most Devastating Knee Injury. It's published by Demos Health. Dr. Robert Marks, thanks for joining us here today. I've always wondered what's more painful when it happens, an ACL or Achilles tendon tear. I see these in sports all the time, doctor.
That's a good question. Achilles tendon is also very common in sports. I think an ACL is generally more sore because you have swelling in the knee from the ACL tearing and bleeding into the knee. Pressure on the capsule is very painful. So when you have a big swollen knee after an injury like that, it's really sore. Achilles tendon's no fun either, but I think an ACL is more unpleasant.
I just refer back to that NCAA tournament when the Louisville basketball player did what he did on the floor in the NCAA in the Final Four. That was pretty rough to watch.
Yeah, he broke his tibia, and any long bone fracture like that's also extremely painful. So, yeah, that was very difficult to watch, although everyone did probably over and over.
It was pretty rough. Here's Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
So the ACL is a anterior cruciate ligament, and it is the main, hinge or main component of the knee joint. Tell us, why is it so severe compared to, for example, I've had both of my medial menisci repaired, as has my son from our squash days and his soccer days. Why is ACL so much more devastating an injury?
Well, the main thing with the ACL is if you tear your ACL and you want to go back to a sport like squash or the common ones in the United States, or basketball, soccer, lacrosse, things like that, cutting and pivoting sports, without your ACL, there's a high risk your knee's going to be unstable and shift out on you. And that's very unpleasant. So people who injure themselves in sports, 90% of ACL injuries occur in sport. People who want to go back to those sports generally have ACL reconstruction to be able to get back to sport once they tear it. And an ACL reconstruction versus an arthroscopic meniscus surgery is a much bigger deal, because although an ACL reconstruction is done arthroscopically, you're putting a new ligament in the knee, you're fixing it there with a couple of screws. It's a much bigger operation than a scope to remove a little bit of torn meniscus.
Now, you say that a lot of these can be prevented. Is that what percent or how important is prevention? And you go through and we'll get to it, but you go through a series of exercises. How important is prevention? Do we have any data saying how many of these injuries you could prevent?
It's about 2/3 of ACLs in sports can be prevented, probably a half to 2/3. And when I first heard of that, I didn't believe it. I thought it was ridiculous. I first heard it about 10 to 15 years ago that there were prevention programs targeted to prevent ACL injuries. It made no sense. How can you prevent an injury? If you're going to tear something, it's just going to tear. How can an exercise prevent it? Well, it turns out after years and years of research and study after study, there's really a lot of evidence to support prevention as working to eliminate, not completely, but eliminate a lot of ACL tears. And so it's really now conclusive and accepted by orthopedic surgeons that a large number of ACL injury can be prevented. It's just a question of getting the prevention exercises out to the masses, to the people who are actively involved in sports, and that's actually quite a challenge.
So I should say your book, The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sport's Most Devastating Injury, the author is Robert G. Marks, M.D., M-A-R-X, and there's actually a website that is www.drmarks.com. I think it's .com, isn't it? Dr. Marks?
DrRMarks.com, correct.
DrRMarks. RMARX.com. has this, but the book is beautifully illustrated to show these injuries. And one of the things I was curious of, why did you start with the plank?
Well, there's a series of exercises to make up this exercise prevention program. And the first thing is strength. And, you know, we used to think, you know, if you want to prevent a knee injury, strengthen the muscles around the knee, like the quad. So do, you know, quad exercises. But we've recognized over the last 10 years or so, 10, 15 years, the importance of the core and the hip in preventing problems around the knee, both whether pain but also injury prevention. So you got to have a stable hip, pelvis, and core to hold the leg in place. It's all connected. If you have a weak hip, then the knee is not supported well. And if your trunk is not solid, your body will wobble around above the knee, and the knee will be at higher risk of being injured. So strengthening the whole core and the hip is really key to injury prevention. And we start off with some strengthening exercises, including plank and side plank, because they're absolutely critical to strengthening the part of the body above the knee to hold everything in place.
And then you go into jumping and how you land with jumping. But you also do what I would call some dynamic, and what you call some dynamic exercises. Tell me what dynamic exercises are. Tell our listeners what dynamic exercise is and why it's important.
Well, a lot of the exercises, as you say, involve jumping and also balance, because a lot of injuries occur, ACL injuries in particular occur, because people are off balance and the knee gets into a vulnerable position. And also, they don't land properly from jumps. There's a safe way to land, and there's actually a dangerous way for people to land when jumping. So when you land, you want to land with your knees over your toes, not your knees caved in, as females often tend to do more than males. And you also want to land with your knees bent, not land with your legs straight. You want to land with your knees bent. And that can actually be taught through repetitive exercises with coaching and teaching. So balance and jump training, and the dynamic part can also be you can do balance exercise and throw in something related to the sport, such as catching a ball. So you can throw a ball back and forth standing on one leg. So you're working balance, but you're also doing something functional, something more dynamic at the same time.
And now how much of the injuries are people landing wrong or twisting wrong versus how much are contact? In other words, one of the players on the Oklahoma basketball team seemed to get hit from the side or got hit from the side and tore his ACL. How much of that is accident like that where you get hit from the side versus it's just a twisting and turning wrong?
Well, that's a very good point, because ACL injuries are typically broken up into so-called contact and non-contact ACL injuries. Non-contact ones happen, as you say, when someone pivots or twists. There's no one even touches them. They just pivot and twist so hard, changing directions, that they tear their ACL. Or they land from a jump awkwardly. No one touches them, but they tear their ACL. It depends on the sport, of course, but approximately two-thirds of ACL injuries occur without contact, so-called non-contact ACL injuries. And those are the ones that we believe are particularly preventable.
Joe?
Because those are ones that are based on your body position and body mechanics, and that can be likely best affected through a prevention program. If someone runs you over, and your knee gets bent in a bad position and you tear your ACL, that a prevention program is unlikely to help you a lot there.
We'll be back with Dr. Marks. More on ACLs coming up in a minute. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and need the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.